Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar. Ami is the founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com, right, Ami?
That's correct, Jim.
And you help people find the capital that they need. You help them navigate that landscape. You don't make loans yourself, but you help them find what they need. So, folks, I encourage you to go to multifunding.com and make contact with Ami and let him help you not only find the money you need if you're having issues with that, but also make sure that you don't let him help you navigate what can be dangerous waters, which is what we've been talking about, Ami, the short-term loan, advanced loan industry that can literally take, they have terms, folks, where they can take money out of your account every day, take cash out of your account every day, right? I mean, it's like worse than the IRS.
Right. Now, in a recent Bloomberg article, they exposed an additional element. Now, to be fair, not all the guys use this, but some of them do. Which is called a confession of judgment, which essentially means that when the borrower signs the contract, we know that many people sign lending contracts, especially if you're in a desperate or anxious moment, you might not even understand what you're signing. They basically sign for the rights for the lender if they want you to come wipe out their bank account.
Wow.
So a lender might be 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th lien position. Okay? So there's many, many, legally many lenders lined up in front of them. And by this contract that the borrower signed and these obscure laws in New York, the lender can go to the New York judge and get a piece of paper signed. And literally, if someone's behind two or three payments or starting to show a little bit of distress, they can come in and wipe out the borrower's bank account, just clear it out one day.
Wow.
And it's happening regularly and repeatedly across the country. And
is every state is there any particular state you mentioned New York? Are there other states that have these that you know has this problem?
Well, I don't know, but right now they found a law in New York, and the New York lenders or some of them are leveraging it, and they're able to do it nationwide, and they're collecting. Tons and tons
that
of
sounds
money.
Like the mafia, doesn't it?
It is. It is. So you wake up with 40, you know, you wake up and your money's wiped out of your account and you might have payroll tomorrow, and that's too bad.
So you got to read the fine tune. And see this, and as we talked about earlier, I mean, when you're desperate, when you need the cash, if somebody's willing to give you some cash and help you not bounce a check tomorrow, people do things they shouldn't do.
They'll do it. Absolutely.
Folks, you got to be careful.
My point is always, there's always another way. Slow down. Take a breath.
Read.
Take it easy. Be creative. Don't fall for the crack cocaine.
Let me tell you one other thing, Ami, that we have to point out. Folks, if you've gotten yourself into this kind of a cash situation, there are one or two things going on. Number one, either you're not capable of managing your business financially, which means that you probably don't need to be a business owner. And number two, your business, your model isn't good enough to have enough customers coming in the door to keep you in business, which means that you probably don't need to be a business owner. Before you get to this desperate position, that's when you decide. One of the biggest challenges, I mean, that every business owner has is, when do I wrap it up? When is it time to call it quits? And when is it time to lock it up? And just before you do something like this, in my opinion, is how you determine that. What do you think?
I think that's a fair point. But there are also ways to prevent it. So when's the best time to get a loan, Jim?
When you don't need the money.
That's right. So often I meet business owners when things are going well and they don't have a line of credit and they don't think they need it. And they're happy and they're content. And guess what? The world can flip on us at the flick of a dime.
Turn over in a day. That's exactly right. So he makes a good point, folks. If you're doing great, go get a line of credit. Don't use it, just get it. Hey, I mean, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Jim.
You too. Amit Kazar, ladies and gentlemen, multifunding.com. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.